So this is a paper from, I think, 2012 in PLOS One, and it's immunization with SARS coronavirus vaccine leads to pulmonary immunopathology unchallenging with the SARS virus. So the issue when you inject messenger RNA will say if it had a protein from the virus like the spike protein, this plus positive RNA can go into our cells. The spike protein from the virus is expressed in our cells and may be exposed to the immune system when those cells die and the body starts mounting an immune response, including an antibody response. But then, so say if that happens in December and people would start doing that straight away. So within 2 or 3 weeks, that process would start. But if in February, March, April, another coronavirus is circulating naturally in 2021, that would be like a challenge with the natural, you know, the SARS is one of the natural coronaviruses, or it could even be the common cold. That what happened in this study is that the animal models, after being challenged, got very sick and that some of them died. So that it says the last line of the abstract said, caution in proceeding to the application of a SARS-CoV vaccine in humans is indicated. And so the name for this thing is antibody dependent response or cytokine storm or immunopriming or immune superpriming. You know, so this is why there has been no vaccine for decades licensed for coronavirus, is because you get this issue that the messenger RNA starts expressing the virus. And then when it comes across the natural circulating coronavirus, could be a month or a year or 2 years down the road, that then the people get very, very ill very quickly with this cytokine storm. And they also saw this in a respiratory vaccine, RSV. If you see it in the middle of the screen here, sorry, that's given to children. Where if you look at halfway down the paragraph, most of the children who were giving this RSV vaccine, which had the same issue, most of the children experienced severe disease with infection that led to a high frequency of hospitalizations. And 2 children out of 35 died. And the conclusion from this was that the disease was enhanced by the prior vaccination. So what people need to know is that with these RNA vaccines is that after you're vaccinated for the rest of your life, you will have much higher death as in the children in this study because you were vaccinated. And why I came out with this in May 2020 is that the people may not make the connection. And what we do not want is that if there is significant deaths, we'll say in February, March, April next year, that that is called COVID-19 or COVID-21, that we will have to monitor if the people who are dying and there is predictions, that's why they are having the tender for large amounts of adverse events from the vaccine, is that if there is increased deaths, it is well known and we don't want those deaths to be called COVID-19 or COVID-21. They are this issue about vaccine making people more sick and have a higher chance of death, not because of a circulating virus, but because of the vaccination weeks or months ahead. That's all. Thank you very much.
Dolores, can you just explain a bit more, what exactly is the cytokine storm? Just so people understand.
The cytokine storm is that, so this is well known in many of the vaccinations. So I will just give you, these are slides that I prepared for the interviews I did in May. The cytokine storm is that when you put RNA genes, you know, mRNA or vaccine injected into your body, you bypass all of the natural immune response, which would build up an immune response to prevent the vaccine actually entering your body. Okay, so that suddenly the mRNA from the virus gets into your body and it uses the human machinery in the cells to express the human proteins. So that suddenly the virus has been injected into your body and then your immune system sees the virus in your body as something that should not be there and it mounts an immune response. But the shocking thing is that normally you're immune, you can get rid of the virus particles, you know, or you can do, it's a slow thing. But when you inject it, this mRNA, why it's so deadly is that it now has this, goes into your genes and starts expressing, and it starts stimulating the immune response from inside your body. And it literally, you can't get rid of it because the source of the viral protein, you now become like a genetically modified organism, and your body is expressing the virus protein. And so you slowly, your immune system starts to try and get rid of it, but you're mounting this super, you know, beautiful, well, exquisite antibodies to get rid of it, but you never can because it's now part of who you are. It's integrated. And we now, the people getting this, will become a genetically modified organism that will be making a virus protein as well as their own human ones. So then when you naturally come across with, say, the coronavirus naturally, or the RSV as these children did, the virus, you breathe it in and it goes on to your, you know, your mucosal system and your bronchi. And then normally you would just get rid of those virus particles. You'd mount an immune response. But what it does is, because that one or two viruses as you breathe in will suddenly trigger an antibody response, which normally happens over 2 weeks. But then suddenly the antibody response will now activate and realize, oh my God, this viral protein is in every cell of my body. So then the antibodies start attacking your cells and your organs. And so what I've been saying since May is what people will die is they will go into like septic shock, you know, and then they will go into organ failure within 3, 4, or 5 days. And they will die if they don't get vitamin C, potentially within, you know, 7 to 10 days. And so what I've been saying and helping people get autopsies around the world is that we can distinguish in an autopsy the difference. So on the 19th of March, 2020, the Public Health England declared that the coronavirus, or the causative agent of COVID-19, was not highly infectious. And that was reported and is still there on the government website. So that means there is no reason for autopsies not to be carried out. And so in an autopsy, you can distinguish if you breathe in a virus and you die, if the virus is a causative agent of COVID-19, a pathologist can easily see the inflammation is in your lungs and your bronchi. But if it was to do with an adverse event from a reaction, all of your lungs will equally be inflamed. So a pathologist can take material from the whole lungs and distinguish with, say, an adverse reaction from the influenza vaccine made on dog tissue with corona, right? So you can look at the adverse reaction from that. But if we now have deaths from an adverse reaction due to cytokine storm, is that people will have organ failure and kidney failure, so that autopsies will have to be done on everybody who starts to die, you know, which have been vaccinated in February, March, and April, because we can clearly distinguish between the cytokine storm reaction where the immune system starts to attack the organs.
I apologize for having been shut down. If I can just once again share my screen to add up on what you just said, I think it will be important. It is this paper that I've been mentioning to you all as to the informed consent to be disclosed to any vaccine trial subjects. So any person who is currently being vaccinated of the risk of COVID-19 vaccines worsening clinical disease. So with this aspect that Dolores just mentioned to you, and with the fact that it is even more complicated than Dolores made it simple for you all to understand, given the response of the Th2 lymphocytes, that is a specific response that can that take place in elderly. So it is highly expected that elderly people will be more at risk actually of all the procedure of this effect that we are putting in front of you all, sharing with you. So basically this article, who was released the 28th of October in 2020, that I really like the conclusion, because the conclusion leaves the place to no interpretation. It is an ethical aspect that we should be raising the specific and significant COVID-19 risk of ADE, so this antibody-dependent enhancement, should have been and should be prominently and independently disclosed to research subjects currently in vaccine trials, as well as those being recruited for the trials, and future patients after vaccine approval, in order to meet the medical ethics standards of patient comprehension for informed consent. This is really important. There have been in the history some courts who said, oh, you knew enough not to do what you have been doing. And I feel extremely concerned when I, even though it is not my topic of expertise, when I read that kind of conclusion and when I read the literature that's behind, to raise that concern to the people.
Everyone needs to know that they have bodily integrity and the freedom to decide whether or not they want a medical intervention. But also there is a moral, ethical, and legal obligation on health professionals and scientists to ensure, and regulators and politicians, that people are not given interventions that cause them more harm than good, and that they need to be fully informed. And that's why the censoring, as we see, you know, in political debate and in newspapers and on social media, about the information of that people may actually have huge adverse events and death because of this. And then when, if this happens in March, they will say, why did doctors and scientists not speak out? Know that we are being censored and trying, our reputations undermined. So, well, I agree with what Alexandra is saying, is there is a huge issue with these mRNA vaccines, and people need to know about it. And that's what we're trying to do. So it's great to have the opportunity to speak with Alexandra today. Thank you, Alexandra.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is about being transparent, really. It's like, and yeah. And now I'm really happy if the Czech news will fact checks and all these things will get hold on what we are sharing, because once again, there is so much literature, scientific literature, that neither Dolores nor I are responsible for. That,
exactly. You know, it's all out there. You just need to do a bit of a research.